Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. May I speak in the name of the loving, liberating, and life-giving God. How well do we know the Christmas story? Or more to the point, how well do we actually tell it? What do people really hear and pay attention to and remember? It's always worth asking any of the children in your lives to tell you the Christmas story. That is when you will learn what they believe and what is important to them. You may wish to ask yourself, which parts of the nativity scene and the Christmas story are your favourites and why? What does that say about your understanding of God and Jesus and your faith? Every year, our community pays attention to the Christmas story in different ways. Carols are sung, you hear them in the shops, and they're sung at even non-church gatherings. And the message in those carols is consistent with the messages of love, joy, hope, and peace. The Christmas story is an important story to keep retelling year after year, generation to generation. Each part of the Christmas story has an important message. The essentials are, of course, the baby Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, telling us that Jesus came into the world as we do, born of human parents and living our human life. And then we add more details and expand the story further. There was no room in Bethlehem, so the kindness of an innkeeper teaches us all about hospitality. The angels in the story singing glory to God in the highest tell us that Jesus comes from the eternal God. The shepherds in the field being among the first to hear this good news reminds us that Jesus came for all people, not just those that our society considers special or powerful. And then we add the Magi, the wise men, coming from far away to seek Jesus, to remind us that the coming of Jesus is indeed for the whole world. All these are worthy lessons and messages, and underlying all of them is a very important message, that Jesus was sent from God, who is love, and he was sent out of God's love for us. Jesus is God made flesh, God with us. God became human like us to be in meaningful relationship with us. Jesus, the Christ child that we celebrate at Christmas, lived a full human life just like us, so that we would know that God cares about us and cares for us and still wishes to be in meaningful relationship with us, even today. Through Jesus, we can take comfort and courage that God knows intimately what it means to be truly human. Jesus knows what it is like to be a child, an adolescent, a young adult. He knows what it's like to lose a parent. He knows what it's like to celebrate with friends. He knows what it is like to be betrayed and suffer. Jesus knows our sorrows and our joys. Jesus knows us and is with us, our guide when we lose our way, a friend when we feel alone, a comforter when we are in times of difficulty. And through Jesus Christ, we can know and be in meaningful relationship with God. Any relationship is mutually supportive, a dialogue between people, give and take in ways that empower and encourage. This is the type of relationship God shows us in sending Jesus to us. Jesus was sent as a revelation so that we could catch a glimpse of what the God who is eternal love is like. Jesus teaches us to love God and to love as God does, expansively, inclusively, and without judgment. Jesus ate with sinners, spent time with outcasts, cared about women and children when others didn't, and he didn't let strict religious observance get in the way of showing God's all-embracing love to those in need. Jesus did not spend his time on earth in pursuit of more and more wealth or possessions for their own sake. He did not exert power over anyone to exploit or oppress them in order to feel superior. Jesus gave of his time and energy in teaching, healing, and showing mercy. Jesus, whose coming we celebrate every Christmas, shows us how to be truly human, a good example to follow if we follow faithfully and well. The Christ child, baby Jesus, went on to teach us so much, and when we take these lessons truly to heart, the world can be a kinder, more loving and wonderful place, even in the face of darkness. Life is not always easy. The world doesn't always feel safe. People continue to hurt each other. But human beings are creatures of hope, even in the face of despair. We can hold on to the love of God that came to earth at Christmas. We can sing of comfort and joy. We can give thanks for our family and our friends. And we can be people of hope through the gift of Jesus Christ. The Christmas story has inspired generations to celebrate, and we enter into that ongoing celebration each and every year. So please keep sharing the Christmas story and what it means for you. And I pray that as you continue through your life and faith journeys, the Christmas story will inspire, comfort, and encourage you to know that you are beloved of God, inheritors of salvation. And I pray that you will continue to show the power of that love in the world in any way that you can. A blessed and holy Christmas to you all.
Please stand as we affirm our faith together in the words of the Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We come now to a time of prayer for the world and for the Church.
At the end of each section, I will say, Jesus, hope of all the world, and we say together, hear our prayer. Jesus, hope of all the world, hear our prayer. Loving God, we give you thanks and praise that at your coming the angels sing a message of peace and goodwill. We pray for those who are victims of hatred or persecution. We pray too for all our brothers and sisters whose lives are shattered by war, remembering especially the people of Ukraine as they celebrate Christmas and as they try to survive the winter. Jesus, hope of all the world, hear our prayer. Loving God, we give you thanks and praise that at your coming you are born into a family, sharing our human joys and sorrows. We pray for our families and our friends and for all with whom our lives are bound. We pray for those who in this Christmas time are separated from loved ones and for those who will spend Christmas alone. Loving God, by your light, dispel the darkness of our loneliness and our selfishness. Jesus, hope of all the world, hear our prayer. Loving God, we give you thanks that in the fullness of time, your word became human and was born as one of us. We pray for leaders of churches in this and other lands, for all who spread your good news in the world, and for all who will hear your message for the first time this Christmas. Jesus, hope of all the world, hear our prayer. Loving God, we give you thanks and praise that throughout the ages, people have rejoiced at your coming. We give thanks for Mary and Joseph, the shepherds and the wise men, and for all who have searched for you and who have come to worship. Loving God, open our eyes to see the signs of your coming. Open our ears to hear the angel voices. Open our hearts to make a place for you. May we always recognize you in our midst, for we too come to worship you. Jesus, hope of all the world, hear our prayer. In our booklets. Almighty God, you have promised to hear our prayers. Grant that what we ask in faith, we may by your grace receive through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.